In a film crew, there are two kinds of best boy. Best Boy Electric and Best Boy Grip. They are assistants to their department heads, the gaffer, in charge of the electricals, and the key grip, lighting and rigging, respectively. There is no correlation between this and our hosts. This podcast is not spoiler-free. You've been warned.
Watching television, talking real bad German, but how could I mind when I love the plot line? I love the sunshine when it's in your eyes, as they make their way towards mine.
Hello and welcome to Best Boys, a film review podcast in which we revisit our childhood favorites just to see if they still hold up. My name is Mickey.
And I'm Kevin.
And I am the Aristotle of pop culture, Zach, or, if the Wu-Tang Clan generator is anything to go by, Superior Empathetic.
Mm-hmm. Now, will you tell me a little bit about why you said that thing?
I wanted to look up my rap name.
Pretty good. This week, boys, we sat down and we watched Lord of the Rings, a film about a child who goes on a magical quest and makes new friends, one of whom is a small goblin who dies by falling off of a cliff into an unlivable situation.
Yeah, that's actually exactly what that is.
It's exactly what we watched. We watched Lord of the Rings.
We actually watched The Black Cauldron, but I absolutely know where these two are coming from.
I feel like it was Disney's response to the animated The Hobbit. I don't know. Like, it felt just as it
I
went.
Can check and I see kind of... which came first.
The Hobbit came first by like 7 years, so it's not a direct parallel.
It really did have the energy of something that was made with the, hey, can I cheat off your homework, but change it a little bit.
Oh, so hey, you know what?
I cheated.
The Black Cauldron movie came out in 1985. The Hobbit animated thing came out in 1977.
Yep. So 8 years.
It's sickening to look at.
What is the Hobbit animated movie?
I don't like them.
I don't like it. Well, they did the rotoscope animation, and that gives me gas.
Just gives me gas in my eyeballs.
Yeah, okay.
Welcome to Best Boys, a mistake of a podcast. Well, yes.
Podcast. So yes, like Zach said, we sat down, we watched The Black Cauldron.
Hold on, by the way, shout out to our Facebook group. This was a Facebook group suggestion. If you like this podcast, please go ahead and follow us on Facebook. What is it? Facebook.com/bestboyscast.
I believe you are correct, and I'm going to fact check that right now.
However, I like the idea of a Fest Boys where we go to Ren Faire and talk about it.
Fez Boys podcast.
Now, you say you liked the idea, but that's the first time anybody said that idea, so the past tense there was confusing. Tell me about the idea that you've just
Kevin said fest in his word jumble, and it's like, okay. Ooh, I'm getting a bit of a brain blast.
Can I hit you with another one?
Sure.
Fest Boys cast, but instead of Ren Fest, we go down to The Fest, which is an annual punk and emo festival in Orlando, Florida that I really want to go to.
That sounds cool. Orlando. Yeah. No, I definitely... Okay, hold on. Orlando is kind of... you know what? I'm not going to go on record with my thoughts about Orlando.
Okay.
But I am going to go on record as saying I like Mickey's idea better than Zach's. Insofar as like I would enjoy Mickey's idea, Zach's would be better content because I would be miserable the whole time.
That's pretty good.
I think you would like Ren Faire.
Nope, I don't. Tried it, didn't like it.
Aww,
here's what it is, all right? Okay. Here's why I don't like Ren Faire.
Why not?
All right? I don't like it because it is basically stinky, smelly Disneyland, and I don't need it.
Yeah, no, I really liked Ren Faire, but you know what I did when I went, the one time I went, was there was a two-person improv group, and I watched them do their set maybe 5 times, and they were really funny, and I didn't do anything else. And so I really liked that.
But, like, I don't know, how many times can somebody shove a big thing of chicken into my face and be like, ah, Saya, eat this, Saya, like, or however they talk in the deal.
Isn't that how they do that in Disneyland, though?
It is how they do it in Disneyland, and I don't like that either. So,
yeah.
If anything, Disneyland is a bigger but still equally smelly Ren Faire.
Oh, it's not. It's not as smelly, I don't think.
It's not as smelly. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
About Disney World.
Yeah.
Is there Black Cauldron stuff at Disney World?
Oh, I heavily doubt it.
Yeah. I don't think so. Now, Granted, I haven't been in a long time, and even then, I only went once. But that is a good question. I feel like so Black Cauldron is kind of notorious for being the stain on Disney's record.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Besides the super racist movie that they made, but we'll talk. We're not going to do that.
In terms of financiability, yeah, the Black Cauldron tanked so hard it almost put the entire animation quality of Disney at jeopardy.
Yeah, which so like I knew that going in. But then when I saw the make year of, what is it, 1987? Is that what it was?
85 is when it came out.
Sorry, 85.
It didn't release on Helm Video until 1998. Wow.
Yeah. Woof. But yeah, so like, Disney at that point was like well established. Like I thought it was one of those deals where it was like, oh, like Disney was in its infancy and it was in a delicate place. And, you know, if this movie happened to go poorly, then yeah, they were screwed. But no, it turns out like Disney had already made like a numerous successful movies, and this was still enough to tank it.
Yep, it did that bad. And I have to say, I can't blame that situation. I don't think this was a good movie.
Nope.
In many ways.
Nope.
I think
it was
bad.
A movie that happened in my face.
And I have to be really honest, I'm not sure I ever saw it as a kid. My whole life, I have gotten this and Sword in the Stone mixed up. And I just don't know which is which. And I don't
they
know which
do
one
I've seen.
They
do look pretty similar, that is
They
fair.
Look pretty similar. Both their plots center entirely around a sword, except in the Black Cauldron, the sword just kind of goes away about two-thirds into the movie, and it's just gone. But up until that point, it's the carrying thing. And that's like, it's like, I don't know if I've seen this before. I think I have. Like, I can picture watching it in my grandmother's house, but I can also picture watching Sword in the Stone in my grandmother's house, and I don't know.
I know I can definitely say this is my first time ever really seeing it. Again, at least to my knowledge.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, we're not there yet, but is this your first time watching it, Kevin?
Yeah, this was also my first time watching it. I had barely heard of it until somebody suggested it on our Facebook group. And
I can, like, yeah, sorry, I don't mean to.
No, you're good, buddy.
I can picture watching it. Like, I can picture it on VHS at my grandmother's house, but then reading today that it didn't hit VHS until 1998. Like, I was 7 at that point. And by 7, I was watching, like, I was all about Pokemon. And so I don't think I was
absolutely.
Watching.
We were pretty fully formed by this point, which makes me curious about the people who suggested it on our Facebook. Like, now I'm just worried about them.
Yeah, can we just, you know, pause the podcast? Hey, welcome to Friend Boys. Your
Ooh,
shoulder
friend
to
boys.
Lean on. Are you good? Are you
Am
cool?
I good?
No, not you.
Yeah,
the audience.
Yeah. Oh,
we, the audience. Are you cool?
No.
Are you chill, right. Audience? Are you all right?
Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah. You can.
Yeah.
You can
do
tell
you need
us.
To talk? Because
yeah.
We're here.
Hit our DMs. One Definitely. Of us is a therapist, but we'll never say who.
Spoiler: that's me, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, if Zach's God. A therapist, then I'm a professional basketball player.
I well, want to see
honestly,
Zach do therapy to someone.
Sure.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait. No, Mickey, shut up. Zach, do therapy on me. All right.
Well. All right. I like to think I'm very good at listening. So, yeah, tell me something that's on your mind, Kev.
Okay.
But can I call you
so,
Kev?
You know what? You can call me. No. We got to role play, dude.
Okay.
We got to role play.
Yeah.
Can I pitch?
Hey, whatever makes
you
feel more comfortable.
I thought he called you Kenneth. So can you be Kenneth or are you not cool
I said
with that?
I said Kev, but whatever
yeah,
you're
be,
more
I
comfortable
can Kenneth.
With.
I
Kenneth?
Can Kenneth.
Now, Kenneth or Ken?
So my dad insists on calling me Ken.
Okay, so...
But like, my legal name is Kenneth. Like, on the birth certificate, it says Kenneth.
Well, really, I want to know what you call yourself.
Oof. It's never mattered.
What feels
other
like
people
you.
Call me. I, you know what? You know what I feel like?
Yeah.
Can I be Ken Kennethith?
Ken Kennethith?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Pause. We have to pause the therapy.
Yeah, sure.
The concept of somebody going to therapy for a literal identity crisis about their name, but not for any reason, just like, oh, my dad called me Ken, but I'm really Kenneth, is bonkers.
But I want
to
be identified as Kennethith.
Right. And that's...
Kennethith.
Okay, unpause. I just wanted to get that out of my brain.
Okay. And scene.
Hold on. Am I being charged for the pause?
Oh, no. Of course not. This is all... That was an aside. We can... That won't count for your hour.
Okay, so I'm not getting billed towards that.
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay, because my deductible is enough for me.
I completely understand. It's really tough for some people, and I think not only is this I understand the risks this may have for you, but your bravery simply coming here and just talking about yourself speaks volumes to the steps taking.
Thank you. As a professional water farmer, it is very difficult for me to... I don't know why there's a ghost laughing.
Oh, please,
see, I hear that's the problem. That's the problem. Is anytime I try to talk about my earnest profession as a water farmer, I hear ghosts in my head laughing at me.
I sometimes what we may feel are spirits or apparitions, the voices that speak out to us. It's not exactly the ghosts that may appear in fiction or such, but it's more the demons that may live within us. And it seems like you have a lot of self-doubt about yourself being a noble, very humble water farmer.
I truly feel like good about the water farming that I do. I'm great at taking the bin and I put it in the water and I kind of shuckle it a little bit. I give it a little shuckle. That's like my signature skill.
The ghost is back. Don't worry, darn.
And it gives me.
Big fan of that Pokemon, by the way. But please keep going.
Sorry, it's just that I shuckle it and I feel it's like that's what I gain my pride from.
We would all love to find pride in our work. And from many people who've talked to me, you are very comfortable with what you're doing.
Wait. Who else have you talked to about me? I thought these sessions were private.
No. Sorry. That was
talking about your.
Yeah, that's that was a HIPAA violation. Talking about... Zach no, loses no. the improv.
Hey, no.
Give me points.
Hey, no, stop.
Carey, give me my points.
Please, I wasn't talking about you to anyone else. I'm just saying, as a whole, many people will come to me speaking that they do not like their jobs. You, I can see, are slightly different in that. So, quick aside, hold off on those points. We're back. Now...
Oh, so I don't get my improv points.
Wait,
pause improv. Do I get my improv points?
Are you asking me?
I don't know.
I'm not in charge.
This is a mysterious thing we've done for about 10 minutes.
Now, pull back in. So, just to end this, I think it's not the water farming that's the profession. It's the struggle of maintaining that work, of that value you hold on to so much. Also, there could be some contaminants in your water.
This was helpful.
I appreciate it. That will be $5,000.
Seems reasonable.
And scene.
Zach, some notes.
Yes.
You did an excellent, excellent job reassuring your client, practicing unconditional positive regard, reinforcing their positive aspects. You also did an amazing job as an actor.
When you
said that'll be $5,000, extremely realistic.
Figured.
The American medical system.
What's our podcast about?
Oh, we're Best Boys, the therapy improv podcast.
We took a break. No, we're not best boys right now. We're Are You Okay? We're Friend Boys.
Friend Boys.
Yeah, we're Friend Boys.
We're checking in on our friend who
Thank you for listening to our Friend Boys segment. Now we return you to our regularly scheduled programming. I feel like there's like a weird gap in time that we just had there. What happened?
Oh, absolutely. No. We like we're sucked into a wormhole there.
Oh.
One might say we jumped into a cauldron.
Oh, and died.
Yes.
If only.
But then the weird Gorgie deal jumped in and saved us. And
which, hey, can I be honest?
What a coward.
Hang on.
Okay.
I'm probably going to get some flack for this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he died.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Let's talk about how much we hate Gorgie.
I was going to say, I felt like I got a lot of flack for my Olaf comments.
When Schmeagol jumped off the cliff into the lava, I was happy.
he had a lot of Schmeagol energy.
He was Schmeagol. The whole movie was Lord of the Rings.
Kevin, give us your best Schmeagol impression.
I'm Schmeagol. I'm here and I'm beautiful. All gonna go
oh my
Schmeagol.
God. Oh, my God. It felt like he was in the room with us.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, chills.
Ooh, boy, I'm a good Schmeagol.
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing. You're doing such a good job.
You're laughing because you're so overwhelmed with joy.
I'm having such a good time, Schmeagol.
Hey, can I pose a question to the audience? Who is you? Yeah, have you ever seen Kevin, the Lord of the Rings?
I I've seen a Lord. I've seen a ring. They're the same thing.
Okay. Is the Lord you've seen the one of the flies, and is the ring you've seen on one of your parents' fingers?
Or on the TV where you die 7 days after?
No, ooh. The Lord is my shepherd, and I see him every Sunday.
Hey, can I be on? And... Hey, learning. Hey, real quick, can I? Maybe learning a bit about me today.
Okay.
Hold on, the ring is a ring pop. I just want to know that the ring is a ring pop.
Nice.
Girl from the ring?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. God, don't say
pretty
what I think.
Pretty cute.
No.
I love the idea. What if, like, a cute girl just popped out of your TV when you put in a weird VCR?
And murdered you?
Hey, that. I feel like they got off on the wrong foot. I feel like I'd have a better chance.
Unwavering
conviction. You said something like that.
No, well,
I
did say unconditional positive regard.
Unconditional positivity.
Do you know what that is?
I would treat Ring Girl very well.
Okay. Hey, so we watched The Black Cauldron.
Yeah, okay, so
a movie that came out in 1985. And so we've wasted so much time. Zach, can you just, like, as quickly as humanly possible, I am setting a timer. I will not tell you how long it is. Tell me a little bit about the cast and crew.
So for the 1985 movie, the cast was filled with a bunch of smaller actors that we maybe aren't too familiar with. The only thing that is familiar is John Hurt, who's fantastic as the Horned King, who was the big bad guy. Everybody else is small enough where there isn't much takeaway from their performances. Not that there were particularly awful ones, but...
We're done.
All right.
We did it. That's the whole cast. John Hurt. I'm pretty sure there were more people than just John Hurt who mattered.
Well, no, but it's fine. I don't care. I'm good.
Can I say one?
Yes. Sure.
There was a person whose name I forget, but he was the old man in Tarzan.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
But yeah, no, you're right. The cast is pretty unremarkable. And that's probably mean to say, and I bet there are people out there who love this cast, but I don't.
There's definitely people. Here's what I'll say about the cast is that I hope they're all having a delightful day currently.
Well, except for John Hurt, sadly. Rest in peace.
Actually, except for a bunch of them. There were a lot of old people voicing characters.
Yeah. This seems like this movie did have, like, big old people energy.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
there
yeah.
There was a lot of, like...
You could show this to a really old baby, and they'd probably love it.
Benjamin. You know what? I think it made babies old instantly.
Is this what Benjamin Button's about?
I think this movie causes Benjamin Button disease.
Gotcha. Oh,
and that's why it was such a flop.
I feel
it's
like happening
Disney
already.
Had to cover the medical expenses of all the people who got Benjamin Button disease from watching this movie as a child.
Now, I'm having a really hard time remembering... Uh-oh. What even happened in this movie, Kevin? And 45 seconds is all you get to tell me.
Okay, do I start?
Yeah.
Oh, did it start already?
Oh, it started already.
Oh my god, okay, so there's a whiny little kid, and he's not Robin Hood, and he's living with an old man, and he's got a pig, and the pig can see the future, and there's this evil skeleton monster, and he's trying to kill everybody, and he's like, he needs this black cauldron, but the pig can see the cauldron, and then they're like, oh, okay, go hide with the pig, and the pig's like, alright man, it's cool, and then they meet a corgi, and then the princess, and a pointless flute guy, and then they jump in the... Oh god, the guy gets him and it's scary, and then oh god, and then Gorgi sacrifices himself, and then the end.
That's how much time do I
have? You have 10 more seconds and you started 5 seconds late.
Oh man.
That was awesome.
Wow.
I got too stressed out.
Yeah.
You know what? That was efficient.
It was efficient. I feel like I left a lot out.
Eh.
Yeah, but like, like, who cares? God, I think we're being too mean to this movie that was suggested to
us
by fans.
No, but we're
fans.
Not being too mean to this movie, because now we can really, all right, now that we've done the plot summary, we can really get into what this movie was,
what
man.
What the fart
what?
Happened.
So, as I was talking about a little bit, I feel like this movie is like a D&D play session.
Yes.
Granted, I understand that it is a series of books from the Chronicles of Prydan series, which is very
sure.
popular from the mid-60s onward, but it felt like just like kind of like a, you know,
kind
of unprofessional D&D session, and you know, it made me want
to
play.
To be fair, it was a quote-unquote a loosely hold on, let me start my snark all over. It was loosely based off the books, and I think
yeah.
that
oh, oh
And I haven't read the books, so that's not me saying from experience. That's me having read Wikipedia earlier.
I don't really know the books either. But like, I'm willing to bet from D&D experience.
Willing to bet the books are better. I'm willing to bet that most of your D&D play sessions are better.
Well, I'm hoping so.
Can we please talk real quick, just for like a second, about the names in this movie?
Oh, so we have the annoying boy Taryn. We have Gurdy, the little dog creature Gurdy. Thing.
Yep.
We have the girl, Princess Ilanwi. I don't know how she got captured in the movie.
Yeah, they just don't tell you. What's the bard's name, Zach?
Fluder.
Mm-hmm. What's his last name?
Flam.
What a good name.
Fluder Flam?
Fluder Flam.
Fluter Flam.
Not Fluter. Fluder. It's a D.
With two D's.
Fluder. Fluder.
Fluder Flam.
So like Fluder Water.
Which is a fun Saturday night, what'd you just say?
Fluder Water.
What is that?
Like, similar to the way that you would be, that would be Philadelphian for water.
Uh-huh.
That's what they did to Fluder.
Guys, we had enough Philly last
I don't
episode.
Understand. What's a Fluder?
But he's a Fluder, right? That's his thing.
Oh, like the instrument.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
He was a bard, so kind of.
Yeah, well, he played a lute.
Well, I thought he played a harp.
No, that was a lute. It's like a harp, mini harp, like a handheld harp.
Zach, when you said that, did you put your pinky up in the air like you were holding a teacup?
I don't have any teacups with me.
No, but like pantomime. Zach, pantomiming. Zach.
Okay, can you hear? I just did it.
So realistic.
Yeah.
Okay, no, wait, hold on. Let me try.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did it all wrong.
What? Oh, wait, hold on.
You got it all over your shirt.
Oh, no, wait. Can I try again? Let me try again.
All right, fine.
Give me a little bit more time. Hold on.
Okay.
Right. I got you. Ooh. Okay. Yeah, okay, that was better.
Massive improvement.
Yummy.
Okay, now that's a little too far.
Was that too far? Okay.
Yeah. You did too much there. That's okay.
This movie was so bizarre that we are doing everything within our power to talk about anything else, and I can feel that energy.
And you know what it is, too? Well, because here's... Oh, man.
My whole feeling
while watching this movie was that of, like, I can't imagine what it was like to be the parent of a child in the theater. Like, how much I hated myself for bringing this kid to this movie. And how mad I am that it keeps happening. And that they keep just, like, introducing random characters at weird points. And, like, the main kid is so annoying with his stupid whiny
face. And it seems like they fail all of their, like, perception checks, too.
God. And can we just, like, the whole movie is just... So, like, Taryn is supposed to be, like, the hero of the movie. But the entire movie just kind of, like, happens around him. Like, he's just stumbling through the movie.
Imagine if it was Luke Skywalker, if he never had any initiative.
Right, and if his sword was sentient and the sword turned out to be the main character. Because that's what happened in this. Well, I liked that, except for, like, the whole first act of the movie, he's just, like, surviving and winning. And you're like... Like, they don't explain to the sword this. I don't know. So I was sitting there watching Taryn just kind of, like, luck his way through everything. And then they're like, oh, by the way, the sword's alive. And I don't know. Look at that. It swings on its own. And then that's that. And then the witches are like, hey, can we have that sword? And he's like, yeah, I guess so. And he gives them the sword. And then they're like, ha, 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 the cauldron has a curse on it, idiot. That's the whole movie.
There's more to the movie. And I don't know. So you have this, like, this main character who is completely incompetent, right? And then on top of that...
And unlikable, but please go on.
Yes. He's equally as incompetent as he is unlikable.
It's like, it's like Luke Skywalker if he was always complaining about wanting to go to Tosche Station
God,
and get some
like
power
if,
converters.
It's like if Luke Skywalker, it's like if the first thing Luke Skywalker did when he was on screen was pick up a stick and terrorize, like, farm animals with it. Because that's what Taryn did.
Oh, yeah.
Just picked up a stick and started, like, pretending to fight his pets. Sorry, Kevin, tell me more about the things you hate.
No, I didn't even mind. I don't know. I didn't even mind that.
One pig was so important that to differentiate it as a female character, they had to give it, like, very pronounced eyelashes.
Oh, they did.
The pig just disappears halfway through the movie.
Yeah, he just goes. Also, and then towards the end of the movie when they find the pig and then they go on to the rest of their adventure and they're like, what about the pig? And the fairies are just like, don't worry about the pig.
Yeah,
and then they leave the pig, and it's like the pig's barely a plot point considering it's the whole plot.
Yeah, the whole plot revolves around the pig, And then all of a sudden, the pig, like, kind of achieves its goal.
Yeah, and then it just goes away.
Just goes away. These idiot fairies that they introduced, like, 45 minutes into the movie.
The pig could be seen, perhaps, as having the rebel plans and escaping the Horned King Darth Vader.
No, it's so much worse than that, though.
No,
because that's a good
stop.
Movie that you're talking about.
Yeah. That is fair. I like to compare things to good things sometimes.
Yeah.
I thought it was ridiculous. So, like, all of my notes are just, like, in the beginning, it's just me being very confused about this movie, right? And, like, I'm like, oh, cool, the little boy has a stick and he's terrorizing his pets. And, oh, cool, it's another 80s movie about a child and an old man who are friends and they don't explain it. And then the pig is suddenly magic, and I was like, that's kind of cute. And then the old man is just like, go on the quest. Here, have some bread and an apple. Hide in the woods. There's
I will only
king.
Give you one apple, though.
It's like one apple and a slice of bread. And he's and like, hide in the woods bread. Forever. And I'm like, what's happening? And then the kid, it's a movie about a kid who has severe ADHD and way too much responsibility. And he loses the pig. And then the forest goblin lies to him about the pig. And then he just like trips and stumbles his way through battles. And then the princess shows up. And is the only reason he survives for a hot second.
Pretty much.
And then he's mean to her for no reason. Then
yeah,
he's like,
why
but
are you mean
girl.
To her?
She's,
like,
well, no, it actually, so that actually tracks for his character.
But
because
like,
he's
I
very
like,
insecure.
Oh, yeah.
I felt
point.
Like that wasn't necessary, though. She was being very nice, and then you yell at her and you hurt her feelings, and it's like, you got to go apologize
but
to
but
her.
But I do
come
have
on.
To give yeah. Kevin credit, though. When you look at it through the frame of like, cause like I was looking at it through the frame of a child, like what this movie's supposed to be for a child is like, I don't know. Taron sucks, bro. That's all. It's just where I'm
yeah,
at.
Yeah, Taron. Well, right. Taron sucks. But like, I feel like he's portraying insecurities throughout the movie. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so like him, I actually liked that whole exchange where she's like, he's trying to take all the credit for it. Which
right.
tracks for his character.
Yeah.
And she's like, dude, it was the sword. Let's be honest here. And he was like, nah, you're an idiot because you're a girl. And she was like, what?
Yeah.
That's
no,
messed up.
I think what you're saying is very wise about, because it's, yeah, I was watching it from the perspective of like, oh, he's supposed to be the hero, but really he's kind of a butthead. But you're right. I think that was well done. The immediate
yeah.
following scene, though, because like, here's what I love is like, that's the first time this movie introduces an emotional conflict. And the very next scene is just him coming across her in the woods and being like, hey, I'm sorry about earlier. And then she's like, it's chill. And then the conflict is over. And it's
and
gone
then,
for the rest of the movie.
And then Gurgi shows up.
And Gollum's there. And Gollum's like, where's the ring? I am Gob.
Oh, wait, no. Kevin, I think we need your take on it again.
All right. Hey. Gurgi Goblin. I'm coming up in here.
I missed him.
Here.
I'm so glad he's back.
He's here.
I'm so glad he's back.
Oh, my heart is
warm. I want an apple. Give me the apple.
Oh, no,
here
I wish I had an apple to give you.
Oh, I'm crawling up your leg.
No,
come.
Oh, no, that's okay. You can get away with it.
I'm a scamp.
Yes, you are. we love him. Except, I wish you were Gurgi. The Gurgi we got in this
Gurgi.
The Gurgi we got in this movie was really bad.
Okay, so let's talk about Gurgi or Gorgi or
yeah. Who Gurgi. Cares? It doesn't matter. It's Smeagol. Keep going.
What an intolerable little.
Like monster
oh,
bad
so
thing.
He is the movie gets demonstrably worse the instant he shows up.
Oh,
on screen.
Yeah.
Oh.
And like the one of my issues with it is like he's kind of a dog, but he's clearly not. And then also he's the only one of his weird thing that you see. But at no point is anybody like,
hey, anybody know what Gurgi is? Like, what's up with Gurgi?
Like, at least in Lord of the Rings, at some point, they're like, oh, what's up with Smeagol? And they're, or Gollum, or whichever one he is.
But
second.
It makes sense, because I was like, oh, hey, he's a hobbit himself, but Gurgi
right.
can't
well,
be
what
a
I'm saying
boy.
Is, at least the Lord of the Rings tells you that, right? They're like,
yeah.
oh, he's messed up, but he used to be a hobbit, and then weird Tolkien magic happened or something,
and he
now
just
he's...
Bites
to
into
be
fish
fair,
raw.
Like, I don't think that, like, asking questions is really this universe's strong point.
You're right.
Like,
and no, that didn't need to happen. It's a kid's movie.
These three like witches just show up and everybody's cool with it.
Yeah.
Like,
and the witches are like, they seem like they're going to be an obstacle. And then they're like, here's the cauldron. What? Do
you,
hey, can
you know
we have
what?
Your sword?
You know what? I think witches get a bad rap sometimes. Hot
well,
take.
These witches,
hot take,
you're right.
Hot take. I think witches get a bad rap sometimes.
No, that's fair.
They say witches do bad things, but you know, they're people. You can be nice to witches and they'll be nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Best Boy is a Salem podcast.
I was going to say a tolerance podcast.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to think if I met a witch in real life, I think we'd hit it off pretty well.
Well, like, real life witches are just, like, Wiccans, and they're just, mm-hmm. cool vegan people, I guess.
But it's like, you know, yeah. I, you know.
And then, like, movie witches are, like...
I wouldn't
want
to be friends with the witch just so that they wouldn't cast a spell on me.
Is this a movie witch or, like, a Wiccan person?
Well, there's three kinds of witches, right? There's
witch.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Jeez, thanks, got guys. It. All right. You win.
Thanks, guys. Podcast over.
Yeah, podcast over.
Everybody can go home.
Everybody's gone. Yeah,
Spiegel. Okay.
There are three kinds of magical women. There's Wiccans in real life. There's the Hogwarts witches. And then there's mm-hmm. the Hamlet witches. Hamlet? Which Shakespeare had witches?
It was Macbeth.
Macbeth witches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I feel like this was the Macbeth witch. These movies were Macbeth witches. There were three of them. They did mean curses, right?
They had a chest full of people who turned into frogs.
This one did? Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, it's like, oops, where did all my frogs go? I wish I had them in my frog chest. And then it's,
God, I would like, watch
I'll turn
that
you
Disney
into
movie.
Frogs for releasing
oops,
them.
Where's my frogs?
Oops, all frogs.
Oops, all frogs.
Hold on. Oops, I frogged it again.
Honey, I frogged the kids.
Honey, I frogged the kids. Oh, that's good.
So usually we talk about the first time we watch this movie, but it sounds like Kevin and Zach hadn't seen it before, and it sounds like Mickey thought he had seen it, but might have been thinking of Sword in the Stone. So we can skip that, right? Like, oops, made a mistake.
I think we have enough of a segment to cover this one, so we're pretty good there.
Yeah, and like also, we just did a lot of talking about how we feel about it now, but can I ask you guys a question?
Yes. Sure.
How did you feel about it now?
As a whole, I like having like some kind of passionate kinds of ideas when it comes to how this movie was made. I'll tell you one thing that I can feel a bit strongly about. This movie was an endeavor by 9 different writers.
Which is wild.
Some movies can be good with like some movies get by easily with 1 or 2, 3 or 4. That's a little much, but 9?
And what's
that's
crazy,
9
though,
different
is
angles.
You sent that in the chat and I was like, I wanted to be like, well, Zach, don't forget, one of them is the novelist. But I looked it up on IMDb, and you're right. There are 9 different writers, not including the person who wrote the book and, like, the 5 other people who worked on other parts. There was, like, people with additional dialogue. Like, if you count all that, there was, like, 15 writers.
Like, there's absolutely a huge amount of reasons why this movie didn't come out to be, like, the best narrative-wise. It's because you have so many different... You have so many different slices of this pie, and that... You know, you can't have 9 slices of pie and have it be even.
Right. There's only 6 slices worth in this pie.
Exactly.
But you cut it into 9.
Too many witches
and if anything,
in the kitchen.
I mean, honestly, like, we've talked a little bit about it before, like, with, like, Blade Runner, where having people kind of get in the way of your vision. And honestly, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. It's a tricky balancing act, and honestly, it's a miracle if you ever get it right sometimes.
God. Well, there was one thing, and this isn't related to the writing, but there was one thing I noticed in this movie that drove me crazy. The animation was bad,
terrible.
And you didn't like it?
Not just in, like, oh, the movement was bad, which it was sometimes, but there were moments where it was, like, so obvious, like you could see the individual layers of cells to background.
Sometimes
the characters were like not cut out right, so they'd have like these white outlines around them for a second.
I mentioned a little bit earlier that it literally looked like there was a green screen behind a Taron in one scene.
Oh my god, yeah. And so like the animation,
oh, there totally was.
Yeah, it just like wasn't good a lot.
The one, so hold on, the one where they they're like on top, they're climbing the mountain.
Yeah.
That's totally, like, you can see the keying, you can see, like, the edges of the cut where the animation stops, and that, like, weird, like, it's like they just projected behind it some color-coded sky time-lapse footage.
Yeah, I'm...
Like, sorry, but that's just where I'm at. I don't have anything funny to say about it.
I want to be nice today, because I feel like I'm pretty
critical
sometimes.
Yeah, I'm in a good mood.
But if anything, I feel like... the one thing this movie succeeded at was making me want to play Dungeons and Dragons. So like it gave me a takeaway feeling. So it's like, okay.
Yeah, I did come a little bit away from it being like, oh, I want to go watch like or like enjoy another fantasy thing besides
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to make my own fantasy.
I'm a fantasy skeptic, and Ooh. This made me not want to do any fantasy things.
Honestly, that's very valid. I get
now,
it.
Now listen. The elves did get to the moon, okay? It wasn't faked.
What?
You're a fantasy skeptic.
And then
listen,
the thing you said?
Listen.
Oh, so you're making a joke about the moon landing.
The
yeah.
orcs.
Oh my god, dude.
The orcs in Cause 9/11, okay? God. You can't be skeptical about all fantasy.
It's Zach, I just don't.
Don't
you just constantly exist on C. Like, me and Nikki are going like A, B. Like, our conversation is.
God,
and jokes are like A, B, A,
whole
B, A,
thing
B.
It's just like, oh, hey, and also C is here.
So C and somehow F,
right?
And even though that's not even an option.
And you have to sit here and be like if, wait, Zach, walk me through that? And then Zach tries and it doesn't work, but then you get there.
No, it usually works. Usually, like, once you explain to me your step, how you went from, like Mickey and I will be going from A to B to C, and then you'll be on Z already, and you'll walk us through the other letters of the alphabet you had to skip to get there.
Yeah, you don't need all of them.
Jeez.
Yeah,
listen, my name's pretty simple. It's Z-A-C-K. That's just four different letters.
God, and it's his whole theory for the podcast comedy, too.
We've cracked the code. We found the letters to Congress. What was that Nick Cage movie about?
The National Treasure?
Yeah,
Treasure.
It's about letters to Congress, right?
It's a treasure map on the back of the Declaration of Independence.
I think it's about children writing letters to Congress, but they've been getting thrown out by interns, and Nick Cage is tracking down the letters to Congress to get them to Congress so that children's wishes come true for Christmas.
Can I pause for a second?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Mickey is telling me, of all people, that my jumps are crazy. Why would you write to your congressman for Christmas?
You're right. You could
call them. They're not going to give me anything. Why not?
You could also stop by their office.
No, write it to Santa directly. They don't know Santa. They're bad.
Because Santa doesn't exist. But the government does.
Boo.
See,
don't have children, listeners.
Boo.
No, see, Mickey's the true villain here. You call me chaotic. Mickey's evil.
You know what? Hold on.
If we're doing the D&D alignment,
Zach's shoulders and just like WrestleMania Mickey into the ground.
God,
right
I want to Mickey. I want to suplex you so hard,
bro. Yeah, get excited about it,
Mickey. I'm gonna get you in a pin lock.
Okay, is that a
sweat be dropping down from both our faces?
Uh-huh. Right into my mouth.
I give you a little kiss on your cheek.
Right. Yeah.
And then I send you to hell.
No, this part of the podcast is censored. You have to pay for this. No, they don't get this for free.
This is
no sorry, Bob. That's going to be behind the paywall.
I'm going to win SmackDown even if I have to smack you down.
Can I do some Foley work for a second?
Sure.
No.
Hold on. Sure. I'm just going to do some Foley work for a second.
Okay.
Okay. I had to open my beer.
You just opened up.
Okay, fine. Okay, you want some more Foley work? Hold on.
No, that was good Foley work. No. Ugh.
Now you're just eating Cheerios again.
No, I was slurping beer, but I got too much of it.
Listen to three boys not want to talk about.
I didn't like the movie. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't like it.
I felt fairly indifferent in the movie. I could.
I
thought
I would,
and absorb it.
No, see, and that's what it does too. Is it makes you feel very like. It just
like if this movie
happens to you. Hold on, I want to talk about something.
Yeah,
because this part, like, let's maybe part of this discussion on the movie can be, why did this flop? Like, what about this was, what did we not like? And if we can just stay focused on that, we might actually be able to salvage some type of a gleaming thought from this. Besides,
can
the fact that we didn't like?
Can
it.
I interject and ask one question before that, because I think it'll flow well.
Go on.
Can somebody please tell me what happened in the last 30 minutes? Because I stopped paying attention. I could not physically pay attention to the movie. What was the last 30 minutes of this film?
So they found the cauldron because they bargained with the witches.
Yes.
And he
okay,
got
sorry.
Cool
I guess I mean the last 15
sword.
Minutes, but it felt twice as long because I hated it.
They got the cauldron. They learned that in order to stop the Horned King from rising the army of the damned, they had to throw
kill themselves
a live
in it.
Person
yes.
into it. Taryn was going to do it because, like, you know, he wanted to be the cool guy in charge. Mm-hmm. But then Gergi was like, don't do it. And Taryn called him a
coward.
Oh, wait,
I remember that, because Gurgi was like, Gurgi has no friends, and then killed and then himself, Gurgi, and that was bad.
And then Gurgi committed suicide, basically, rough. In a kid's film.
Hold
and...
on, can I do it? Can
yeah.
I do
it? Oh, no, okay. But yes.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no, Gurgi, don't.
Gurgi.
No.
Gurgi have no clout. Blop.
No.
Okay, okay. Oh, God. I don't have a good... I wanted to do one, but it's just going to ruin the joke.
I can't believe
that
he's gone forever, Mickey.
I can't believe he failed his vibe check.
He crit failed his vibe check.
He crit failed his vibe check. God, I'm going to throw a vibe skill into the next D&D game I play. Holy gosh.
I wanted to segue uh-huh. to talk about how the cost of Taryn bullying caused the cute Gurgi to kill himself. This is from Common Sense Media.
But also, you're right. Wait a minute. Taryn totally bullied him until he yeah. killed himself. Because his
Yar,
dying words were like, Gurgi has no friends.
Wait, let's look into that.
Yeah, okay.
This was written by Holly Yar, a certified adult.
Wait,
the
okay.
main character,
can you please
Taryn,
tell me, is that what it says on the website?
It just says adult. I figure
that's
you can't
so
lie about
good.
That kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, no, you're right.
The main character, Taryn, bullied the cute Gurgi so badly that when a willing sacrifice is required to destroy the cauldron, Gurgi stops Taryn and kills himself instead because Taryn has friends who will miss Taryn, but Gurgi doesn't have any friends, or something like that. Taryn's bullying causes a cuddly, furry creature to commit suicide because no one... would miss him, but Taryn feels bad, causing Gurgi's death, and gives up his sword, which is his strongest weapon, in exchange for his Gurgi friend to come back from the dead.
You know what? Here's a question that I've asked on a couple episodes.
Sure.
And I don't remember the last time I did it. We didn't do it in Rocky. I think I know the answer, but I just want to know, would you have/allow your kids to watch this movie?
Yeah, I mean, if they wanted to, like... Again, okay. I'm kind of in the same place where it's like, my dad was like, hey, you want to want, like, if you want to watch Die Hard or The Predator or RoboCop with me, you can, but if you get nightmares, that's your own fault.
Okay.
Now, he didn't say it like that exactly, but I felt like that was kind of like the basis where it's like,
yeah,
I'm allowed into the cool movie club, but if I get scared, then maybe I'm not cool enough
right,
for
right,
it.
Right, you can't hang. So you're taking a little bit
like,
of like a
yeah,
laissez-faire
like
parenting style.
I mean, again, I was like probably like exaggerating it. But
no, I see
bit,
what you're saying,
like,
though. Oh, yeah, I get it.
But yeah, it's like, you know, if they wanted to, it's like, all right, sure.
Kevin?
Absolutely not. I don't want you watching this movie. I don't want you associating with this movie. I don't want you knowing that this movie exists. If any of your friends tell you about their movie, this movie, they're not allowed over for a month.
Drugs?
You're grounded,
fine. Black Cauldron? No.
If I find this in the VHS player that I'm sure our family will have, because we're going to be cool hipsters like that,
God.
I will be livid.
Okay. Kevin, don't take this the wrong way. I don't want to be your kid.
God, wait, hold on. Good. Follow up.
Yeah.
What would you boys do when your child is 15 years old? Uh-huh. You know what? 17 years old.
Okay.
And you find a little baggie of weed in their backpack.
This has nothing to do with the Black Cauldron.
But it does
all.
Have to do with future parenting styles.
I think this is a secret test of character.
Yeah, because I think what I'm saying is that like your reaction to the Black Cauldron, while very justifiable, the Black Cauldron was horrible, reminds me of like what you would do if you were like, my son smoking the devil's lettuce.
I like That's to think that point. I would go the similar route as I have with my professional and very storied psychology career.
Okay, hit me.
On my psychology career, I have unwavering compromise. What was it?
No, say your thing and then I'll fix it.
Unwavering compromise?
No, there were three words.
Good at job.
Yeah, you'll have good at job.
What was my
unconditional positive regard?
I'd like to think that I have some good unconditional.
You know what's crazy is that you said the wildly wrongest thing, but you're still using it correctly.
Thank you.
Okay.
So the unconditional positive praising reform. I would be more concerned about who gave it to them rather than if they were doing it or not.
Mm.
Granted, I would say they're too young for it. Like, if anything, you should, like, if this is something you're interested in, this is something you need to wait on until your brain and body is more properly formed for this. But in a way, it's something that you don't take lightly.
Okay. Kevin, your child comes home. Mm-hmm. They have the devil's lettuce in their backpack, and you discover
And you said 17.
17 years of age.
Is the age we're dealing with here?
Mm-hmm. How many black cauldrons would this be?
So it would be like a half a black cauldron. Like
really?
I would look at it, and I would go, all right, first off, it's going to obviously, I don't condone any drug use that is against any federal regulations. But in a much more real context, I would want to look at it, and if it was like some like crappy mids, not that I would know anything about that, it was like very clearly dealt to him by another teenager, I wouldn't be too worried. But if it was like very good, then I would be like, we need to have like a chit chat about what's going on here.
Yeah, because, give me the name of your supplier, son.
So it's time. So what you're saying?
No. I don't want the name of your supplier. I just don't want you to be wrapped up in like something horrible. Yeah.
So give me your supplier, and I will buy our weed for us.
What Kevin's saying is time to take the kitchen chair, right? Spin it around. Sit on it backwards.
Hat backwards.
Hat backwards. Chair backwards.
Like a Pokemon trainer.
Yes. Yeah. Time for just a cool chat with Dad.
Let's rap, son.
Let's rap. Wow. My name is Dad, and I'm here to say we're going to talk about weed in a major way.
Well, if anything, nice I would
use... Way to white guy it up, brother.
Wait, I would use my Wu-Tang Clan name and be like, son, I'm not your father right now. Right now, I'm superior empathetic, and I want you to tell me where this weed came from.
I can't believe that came back at the end.
I can't believe how my good God,
what a
bookend.
Superior empathy. We have to leave the Wu-Tang generator bit in now because that was brilliant.
It paid off. Oh my
God. That was awesome. Right.
There's no more room for this conversation.
Let's spin the wheel of reviews.
No, we have two more things before that.
Oh, we do? What else do we have?
How would you make the movie better?
Oh, right. Thank you.
This is the part I always enjoy.
Yeah, how would you make the movie better? Zach, you do it.
You go. Oh, I go first. Aha. Okay. If anything... Like, honestly, book adaptations for movies are really tough because I get there's like some stuff you have to take out. And I mean, I think my prediction about Blade Runner being turned into a series turned correct. So if anything, I think I'm pretty good at predicting this sort of stuff. So maybe this calls for like a live action adaptation. You just spread it out. Like there's a good story in here somewhere. It's just not behind 9 writers and losing over $20 million in this thing. Give it some breathing room, space it out. There's a good story in here. We can make it happen.
Yeah, I dig it.
Spread it out.
That's good. No. Kevin, hit me. What do you want to fix?
Okay, so here's... I'm going to have like my what would I fix and my what would I ruin... How would I do to ruin?
Okay, it's married.
Kind of, yeah, bookends.
Okay.
So what I would do to fix is I would... The number one thing I would do is I would show more of the Horned King, right?
Yeah.
Because he's terrifying and kind of the cool, spooky element of this. But I would tone it down a little bit. Like, maybe I wouldn't make the cauldron literally bleed blood. That seems like a little bit much.
No, that was cool.
Also, I would have the main character be Alanwi.
Okay.
She would be an interesting character if, like, a magic princess.
Right. Because, and, hell yeah. And so it's told from her perspective because she's the one... Number one, like, she has all, like, the courage to actually, like, get them out of it.
Wait,
in the first place.
Can I change my answer?
Well, hold on.
Magical Girl anime.
Okay, we're going to get back to that. That's very good. I need Kevin to finish.
Okay.
Okay, so, Alanwi is the main, Alanwi, whatever it is.
You got it.
Alanwi. She's the main character. And number one, we get to actually see how she gets stuck there in the first place, right? Because they even, like... At one point, the Horned King like makes like a reference to her as like a scullery maid or something. Like, so maybe she's not the princess that she's claiming to be. Also, she has this magic orb, this like Tinkerbell thing.
Yeah, it's just there for one scene.
Is just kind of there and then disappears all of a sudden.
Use your orb,
so,
girl.
It's like she's got all of the tools to be a great leading character, but they were like, it's the 80s, we can't do that yet. So they didn't have the guts to do it. And if they had just made her the main focus of the movie, it might have actually been pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I completely agree with that. Zach, you said something stupid and bad. Can you please expand on it?
I don't... Hey, listen, it's not stupid and
okay,
bad.
No, you're right.
What did you say? I'm sorry. I was too busy being interrupted. I didn't hear what you said.
Magical Girl anime.
Okay.
What?
A magical girl anime. So, Kevin, for just for your edification, Are you familiar?
And anybody who anybody just Kevin. Who's listening to this podcast that all
right. No, sorry. Yeah, you're right. No, for like literally everybody. Kevin, are you familiar with Sailor Moon?
I know it exists, and I watched it as a youth.
Yeah,
but I don't.
So
have
it's
a
about
take.
A magical girl and a bunch of them, and then. She's a girl by day. She's just like a high school girl by day.
She fights evil in the moonlight and she finds love in the daylight.
Is that the lyrics to the theme song?
Close enough.
Good. But magical girl animes are just like it's this Sailor Moon-esque genre where it's about these magical high school girls who are just normal people by day, but then they do a magical anime dance and their superhero outfit shows up during that dance and then they fight bad guys.
Okay, that's... so basically like Power Rangers.
Yes, it's wait.
It's Power Rangers for girls.
Oh
yes,
my God,
that's
Power
actually
Rangers.
Very close.
Oh my God, you're right. It's Power Rangers, but in like sailor uniforms, but in like the Japanese
exactly.
sailor girl uniforms.
Okay.
No, you cool. you hit the nail on
you
the head.
You nailed it. Anyway,
thanks,
it's that.
Buddy.
I would fix this movie. I can't stop thinking about the sailor thing. Everybody's in sailor uniforms. I don't know. How would I fix this movie? I would just watch Lord of the Rings instead.
No.
I don't think, you know what the problem is? I think there are too many problems with this movie that I don't know how to fix it in one.
And technically,
so you're saying it's totaled.
I think this movie's totaled and we need a new movie.
You know what? It's easier to just watch Lord of the Rings.
Right, like it's much easier. I would fix it by, you know, I'm just going to, instead of giving my suggestion, I'm going to double down on Zach's suggestion. I think expanding it would be good. I think that, like, live action, two or three movies or whatever, you know, like, one movie per book, expand the story. Because I think they just tried to, like, I felt like they tried to focus so much on the plot points that they didn't have anything that helped those plot points make sense. So it was just like, hey, he's a pig farmer. Oh, the pig is magic now. Okay, he's on a quest. All right, he found a sword. All right, he found the cauldron. Okay, he beat the king. And, like, that's the whole movie, and there's just, like, nothing. Like, I just think more movie. This movie basically wasn't a movie. And so if it was a movie instead, I would like it. And that's just my whole thought.
So if it was, like, long... So both of your things was, hey, I didn't like this at all. I hated it. At one point, I called it totaled. And at another point, I referred to it as just the worst thing ever. Yeah. I want more of it.
That was his take.
Yeah,
on it. I think
but it was the same
here.
As your
it
take.
It just wasn't in the movie.
Yeah,
but both of you wanted. But neither of you particularly enjoyed this. But you want more.
Yeah, no.
Technically,
Kevin got
I am very much like a princess in that I want more.
You what?
As a princess would, I want more.
Oh,
it sounds like
okay.
Zach's on F again. I need you to hit me with where'd you get to that from.
All right.
I feel like people should understand me.
Okay.
I was talking to you guys last night about Lawnmower Man, and you didn't understand.
Never heard
it.
Of that.
You didn't know what
Zach,
it was.
When you said the
no,
thing,
we don't know.
What Zach? Dude,
I feel like how do people not know what I know? I come across my things. I'm the Aristotle of pop culture because I think everybody knows this.
When you
but
said
apparently,
the thing,
you know who you are, Zach. You are the AC unit from Brave Little Toaster.
Of
no.
Pop culture.
I'm not going to explode it.
Zach, when you say the thing you said, I don't even remember what you said.
Uh-huh.
You're a princess and you want more?
It's he's saying it like that, where it's like, you know, like a princess, I want more.
I don't
understand. It's the princess song in all the Disney movies.
Oh, so
they always
want
more.
I want more than this.
Yes.
I want more than what life, life must have more to offer.
Yes.
I'm so with you.
The podcast is, dude, okay, all right.
I feel like I'm very easy to understand.
Right, so you're not saying you want more of this terrible movie. You're saying there must be more to the movie than what
they gave
us.
Must be more to this, yes.
I get it now.
Thank you.
Wow, man.
Zach, here's the thing. You and I are the same. I think that it is a very, like, ADHD-esque thing to say the thing and forget that the other people don't have the context for it. Because I do
that's
that.
Fair.
Right?
I feel like we're all on the same playing ground. Like, but as you said, I'm like way more advanced than you guys.
That's exactly what I just said right now. We're on the same page. Can I? Hey, Zach.
Uh huh.
How would you make the movie bad, please?
I'm glad you asked. So, I like to think that sometimes suggestions we make don't exactly condone our beliefs or actions onto it. And what I'm about to say here breaks the three C's that I think we should always uphold.
Okay, what are those three C's?
The three C's are the things you should not diddle. Critters, corpses, kids.
Oh my God.
And I think in order to make this movie worse, we take out the princess. The pig is the princess.
And they,
they have a filthy romance together.
The, who's they? Who's they?
Terrence the pig princess.
I hate this. Kevin, give me one
terrible. No, Zach.
I did my job. I ruined it.
I know you, hold on. Wait. Time out. Walk me through exactly, step by step, what you would do to ruin this movie. Because I need to understand exactly.
I do not believe in the idea of you having sex with animals. Again, it goes against the three C's, corpses, critters, kids. But I think Taryn should fuck the pig, who's the princess now.
Kevin, this is your fault. You asked him to explain further.
The story doesn't change, except the pig is the princess, and they just kind of go to town.
Yeah, the pig is the princess, and the romance is developed and sexual.
Hold on a second.
Let me just try to silver lining this.
Okay.
Let me open the Silver Linings playbook.
But I thought that'd be too weird.
So, by doing that, right? If we take Zach's suggestion here to ruin the movie, and he actually defiles this poor, innocent farmer.
Who is the princess, by the way?
Sure. That would make the movie classifiably, without any any argument, NC-17.
Okay, yes.
Which would then make it impossible for children to be seen and exposed to the rest of its horror. So while Zach's suggestion is crude and terrible and not a thing I would want to watch, and I would be ashamed if I found it in my child's backpack, it does improve a critical flaw of the movie, which is that it was for children.
Oh my God. Should we stop doing this segment?
No, I think we should keep doing this segment.
Oh my God. No, this is very good. So, Mickey, how would you ruin this movie?
My brain broke. I don't know. I'm gone. I have no answers for that question. This is terrible. I'm so far past.
You could agree with me again.
No,
my side.
Oh, we're not doing that. That's okay. I can tell you, I will not be doing what you said.
Mickey, why wouldn't you want to co-sign that? I don't get it.
God, should the whole podcast be canceled? Like, that's where I'm at now.
No, Mickey, listen. You know me.
Don't
you know
say
me
Mickey,
well.
Listen, and then tell me more
you
about
You know me the... pretty well in and out of the podcast, and I want to say in and out of the podcast, I have said much worse.
That's fair.
I don't know. This
this was pretty bad, but I've heard Zach say some bad stuff.
Not like offensive stuff.
No, just some like maybe deeply offensive... bad to think about things.
Some profoundly unpleasant.
Some like
visuals.
Mind horror stuff.
Just some wrong times for my brain. How would I ruin this movie?
How would you ruin
this
movie?
Yeah, what would you do to make it worse?
I think this is the first time I've had this hard of a time with this question because it was already such a bad movie. All right, I got it. Every actor and actress in this film replaced by 5-year-olds. Same movie.
That's good.
So like how there were the fairies that were voiced by 5-year-olds, every character should be voiced
by 5-year-olds. Every character, including the old people, including the Skeleton King.
it's the content is bad in one thing. You don't have to deal with that. But if the performances are like this awful, because children are not very good actors, only a few are good.
Mm-hmm.
Macaulay Culkin. I was actually going to say Mara Wilson.
Yeah, Mara Wilson.
Good.
The kid that played Richie Rich.
Yeah.
All right.
Who incidentally was named Richard Richard.
Oh.
Hey, there was actually a guy named Richard Rich who worked on this.
What?
In the movie Black Cauldron, I think one of the writers was Richard Rich.
Cool.
Wow, that's amazing that you know that.
It stuck out to me.
Yeah, I'm just going to double down. Ruin the movie with child actors. For every character.
Cool. All right.
No, wait. I got it. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Are you ready?
Do it.
Yeah. Okay. Instead of a movie, it is a play at your child's elementary school. It's not just child actors. It's a child-made set, right? Your child plays the tree.
Yeah, I was going to say, because your child's in it, you're obligated to go.
Oh, and you have to go because your child's in it.
You have
and
to
your
go.
Child wasn't cast in it. It was just that his fifth grade class put this on. Like, it wasn't a casting thing.
And since he's the tree, he'll wave at you during the show.
During the climax of the movie, he sees you in the audience and he waves. Yes, here's what we're doing. All right. That's my thing. It is a play at your child's elementary school. Kevin, hit me with your suggestion.
Okay. Main character, Gorgie.
I hate it already. Please keep going.
Gorgie's the
It's
hero.
All about Gorgie, baby. Okay. So Gorgie's coming on.
Wait, I think
he's going on in there. Coming on in. You're like,
I want that Gorgie to be the hero, but I think his name's Gorgie, not Gorgie.
I like Gorgie so much, though, so keep saying that.
it sounds like a goblin Gorgie.
Kind
which
of,
he
kind
is,
of what
technically.
He was.
I'm Gorgie. I'm married. I'm good. I'm good.
I want this Gorgie.
I want this
Gorgie to be
5 hours.
God.
You're coming in with your snackums.
Oh, I can't hate this Gorgie.
No, you're right. He's unhateable.
really growing around. Do
y'all want
to... gotta give me
he
some
speaks
the
to my
joke.
Soul.
This is terrible. Do y'all want to spin the wheel of reviews? Okay. This has been bad.
No, wait. I have to add one more twist to make it even worse.
Okay.
The boiling, almost as hot as the cauldron... sexual tension between Fluter Flam and Gurgi finally comes to
wait, can I add on to what you
no, don't add to that. Oh, add to what?
What if Gurgi wasn't spayed or neutered?
Yeah, that's it.
I hate that combination of words. Like, didn't have to happen. That was a
you
choice
every
you made.
Day if you watch The Price is Right.
Gorgie is hanging brain the whole movie.
he's letting his boys drag.
So, okay.
The only time the
so
there's
just Red Rocket the whole
like,
movie.
Yeah, he's like he has like just no patch of hair there.
This is bad.
Mm.
This is bad. What's happening? This has been Best Boys, and it's over forever.
No, we got.
We're so sorry. No. We don't. We're so sorry you ever had to listen to this. This has been Best Boys, and it's done forever. Goodbye.
No, it's not done.
It's done forever. This was bad and a mistake.
No, I think we had a great time, and I think we have to cap it off with the Wheel of Reviews.
God, fine. Okay, spin the wheel.
We didn't get to too many reviews today, and honestly, most of them are negative. Some of the people said some pretty bad things.
Zach,
yeah.
Read me two of them. I will give you that space. Give me two reviews.
I like this one from B. Zeal on Amazon. A sad adaptation whose tone is jumbled and just misses the point of the Prydain world.
Very believable. I am on board with that person. I don't know about the book, but I agree that it was a sad adaptation.
If you've never heard of L. Alexander's Prydain, this movie will just be really weird. I agree with others who said it's not great for little kids. There's a little animal torture, Hypersexuality by Orwin, and dead people. Oh, and a suicide. So yeah, perhaps the only thing that might be goodish, maybe for someone who has never heard of Prydain, is how oversimplified the story is. Bad guy wants a thing. Daydreaming boy goes after the thing. Bad guy gets stopped. Everybody lives but the bad guy. Honestly, this person's pretty great.
Oh my god, that person nailed it. That's
pretty good.
You picked good reviews.
This in particular was a really good
that
review.
That was a good review.
And general critics and audiences panned it. It's a 55 on the Tomometer.
Uh-huh.
And there's a 48% in the audience score. It was favored not so by most people.
Can I ask the person whose review I really liked, did they give like a point value or anything?
It was 1 star out of 5.
Nice. All right. How about we spin the wheel and give it our own review?
So, much like The Common Man or the paid critic on your favorite magazine, we also like to have our own reviews for the show. And, of course, if you're looking to post some reviews for movies, you're more than welcome to use ours. However, we only say that you use the reviews that we have had chosen for us. For the Wheel of Reviews has no masters, no gods to shackle it. There is only what is given, and what it gives, even the wheel does not know. It is fair and random, unbiased towards anything, and we're going to spin it, and we're going to give you a review based on what it tells us to do. Because remember, review scores are arbitrary.
I think my favorite part about the Wheel of Reviews is the crazy religious tangent that Zach goes on before we spin it.
Yeah, it really does kind of get into like the point of existence, like a real existential
it's
crisis.
It's weird and scary, and I like it.
It's weird and scary, and you know what? I feel myself to be a priest of the wheel. All
right, Zach, what did we land on?
Oh, I think this is a good one. I want you boys to tell me how many thumbs you'd give this.
Oh.
Mm.
Now remember, most people are only working with two thumbs.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't want to give it more than two because I hated it.
I mean,
but I don't want to give it zero.
You can bend your thumb into certain different ways. Yeah, it doesn't even have to be a full thumb.
Right? We can get creative. I don't want to give it zero because zero is not funny.
Yeah.
This is hard. This is on a scale of thumb.
I'll start if that's okay.
Yeah, oh, give it to me.
So since we have two thumbs, I'd say one is about 50%. But it wouldn't be a thumbs up towards the movie. It'd be me like picking my nose or something.
With
I'm,
your
like,
thumb? Really
trying to get like something in there. Well, what if my thumbnail's the longest one at the moment?
I guess. Okay, cocaine fiend. Whatever.
Hey, okay, you know what? The coke nail is usually the pinky or something that's a bit unnoticeable.
That's a good
the
point.
Thumb's pretty noticeable.
No, that's a good point.
Thank you.
Now, I wish I had four hands so I could give it four thumbs down.
That's pretty
Ooh,
good, too.
I like that.
Pretty good.
That's also a Rick James... Dave Chappelle quote.
You know what? I think that would be what goes on the back of the box if this was to be recirculated on DVDs.
Yeah. If you don't know that sketch, look it up. It's a good sketch.
Do you want to give it a rating that's not from another thing?
Oh.
Nope.
Hell yeah.
All right. You know what? This is... Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I give this movie two thumbs at 10 degree angles. Right? So it's, you know, and negative 10 degrees. No.
Oh,
you know
so
what?
Like you're like kind of doing, are you doing like the, gladiator thing where it's like, oh, I got my thumb down, but like, oh, it's in the middle.
Up, it's in the middle. What's it going to be? Just down or up? Who's
like,
gonna
I'm
die?
Turning it up a little bit. So the sun's out of
right,
my eye.
Here's where I'm at.
Okay.
I've reached my fists out. Both fists.
Yes.
The thumbs go up. The thumbs go sideways.
Uh-huh.
The thumbs go to my neck, but then they come back out. Right. Cause I'm not trying to kill anybody. And then they go down at like a 60 degree angle. This is a two thumbs pretty down movie.
Pretty down movie.
Pretty down. Two thumbs pretty down.
Okay.
This movie sucked. Here's the thing. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Best Boys, which is a film review podcast in which we revisit movies that apparently we didn't watch as children.
And hopefully neither did you.
Yeah, I mean, no we're allowed every so few ones because this was mainly an audience suggestion. And despite the fact that we may not have liked it as many potential audience members may have, we still thank you for the suggestion.
Oh my God, thank you so much. And please give us more suggestions.
Can I decide the next movie?
No, but we got a lot of audience suggestions and I think we should go with one of them because we got a lot.
Agreed.
To be fair, we have hundreds of movies on our list,
so
we'll get to it eventually.
We will. So please send in your suggestions, whether it's like on our wall or in our DMs. You can find all of our social medias, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all at Best Boys Cast. Facebook is / Best Boys Cast because you have to put in the URL. You can find us there. Do we want to plug any of our personal social medias?
Sure. You can find me on Twitter at Zach in IRL. I don't post very often, but when I do...
My social media, both Twitter and Instagram, are at Mickey is a ghost, all one word. Mickey is spelled like the mouse, M-I-C-K-E-Y. And I believe that Kevin's social media is a mystery. Have fun solving that puzzle. Am I right?
Yeah, just be cool.
Big thank you to Origami Angel, the band who lent us music for our opening and closing theme. Opening song is Origami Bagel. Closing song is Thanks, I Hate It. This band is my favorite band on the planet, and if you listen to them, that's good, and you should do that. If any of you have suggestions for the Wheel of Reviews, send it in anywhere, to any of our social media. We can always use more suggestions. The one we came up with earlier today, I think, is stupid and funny. It might not be good.
The pH scale? I love
pH
it.
pH scale. Yeah, why not? Is this movie acidic or basic? I don't know. It's stupid, but I'm into
it. Or
is it
lukewarm?
I don't think lukewarm is part of the
pH. Is it water?
Yeah, water is the pH. Well, water...
Is it like really boring water?
Yeah. But anything you have, you can send it to us. I don't think I have anything else to say. Do either of you boys have any final thoughts?
What's the pH scale of chocolate milk?
Okay, does anybody have like a good question or thought?
Come on.
It's basic, here's Zach. Here's the answer. It is a basic. It's a base. Kevin, tell me your smart thing.
I really am sorry that this is a fundamental part of somebody's childhood.
Wait, are you sorry that we were mean to it? Or are you sorry that it
Nope. I'm not sorry that we were mean to it at all, and I want them to know that
we got you.
That we were very honest here, and that if this was a fundamental part of your childhood, you need to take a real long, hard look at what your fundamental levels of good
yeah,
are.
Yeah, there's some bad stuff going on. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, well, that'll do it for us. Once again, this has been Best Boys. I have been Mickey.
I'm still Kevin.
And I will always be Zach.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget to watch better movies and brush your teeth.